Thank you. Je voudrais remercier.
I would like to thank UNCTAD for this invitation. It's an opportunity for us to tell us about Sonatrach and what it does beyond oil, what it does for the environmental protection. You all know what is Sonatrach. It's a African oil and gas company providing energy for 3 or 4 major European countries, Italy, Spain, France and Greece. We provide energy, but also we are trying to reduce carbon emissions and protect the environment. And we have two ways of doing this. We signed the business climate strategy. So this is our strategy for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in our business. And this strategy is in several parts. I'll try to describe them briefly. First, flaring. You can't produce oil without greenhouse gas emissions, so we use flaring. We've developed an innovative approach, which is clean, with trading partners. This is an essential element, this flaring. You know about it. And we recover all the waste gases and prohibit routine flaring. All gas previously torched is now recovered as it is emitted to be reinjected in the production process. So we are protecting the environment, and there's an additional source of income for the company and the country. So we're protecting the environment, but also making a profit. And then we have fugitive emissions, which come from the pipelines. So we have the MRV system for 3 or 4 circuits, pilot circuits. We've developed this system to avoid the leaks and recuperate what has leaked and re-inject it into the production circuit. So these are the two concrete actions, but there are other parallel activities. For instance, there's an operation to reduce use of energy. So that's energy efficiency. This is also essential. Energy efficiency means there has to be an audit of sites. We've looked at the most energy intensive sites, and then we have a strategy to reduce energy consumption. This is what we do for energy reduction. Then there's another area of work, compensation measures. The first compensation measure will start in 2025. Planting 400,000 trees over 10 years over an area of 520,000 hectares. These are natural carbon sinks which will be created. This is a national project in Algeria. This is what was called the Green Dam before. It's a wall of tree planting which happened in the 1970s, and now we are going to take this up again. We've invested in our company in this area to compensate the carbon emissions, because even if we reduce carbon emissions, we still have carbon emissions that comes with the terrain. But we're invested in this ambitious reforestation project, which will go for 10 years, it won't just be CO2 sequestration, it'll also be a source of income for people in remote areas. It'll be job creation, directly and indirectly. So that's the social aspect of the project, because it's an environmental project and also a social project. It has two impacts. Now, coming on to the transitions, it's based on renewable energy. Renewable energy in installations. This started 2 years ago, and it will cover a five-year period. And in conclusion, I'll tell you about an operation for CO2 sequestration. The first project was in 2004 in the El Salar Basin with BP as a partner and also Statoil. The 2004 project is still going, and it was re-examined in 2022 and launched in 2025 for further sequestration. So this is an overview of what we've done and what we are going to continue to do in energy transition. Sonatrach is an energy, fossil energy provider, but we do invest in new niches like hydrogen. Hydrogen projects are planned with partners. Creation of a hydrogen highway with Italy, Germany and other European countries. This is a hydrogen corridor to replace conventional gas. This is an ambitious project. It'll take a long time. It requires study and preparation. But I think it's the future of energy for Europe and the rest of the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mohamed. Thank you very much, Mohamed.